In Jamaica, there's a revival going on, a return to roots, as in roots reggae. A younger generation of musicians in the birthplace of reggae music has come to dominate the scene with a fresh take on an old school sound. Boz Dreisinger has more.
All of the foreign ladies make some noise.
Live bands, soulful music, substantive lyrics. I could be describing the Jamaican music scene circa 1976, the heyday of Bob Marley. But I'm talking about a sound that dominated at this year's Reggae Sumfest, Jamaica's biggest annual music festival. That's 20-year-old Jamaican artist Chronix performing before some 10,000 fans. He's Jamaica's most buzzed about artist right now, and he's leading the way in a rich musical movement, new school roots, a bit of Rasta meets hipster.
Rastafari never leave I alone. So even when the road get rocky, me say me never give up. I say there ain't no giving in.
Chronix says it's a repackaging of what came before.
We are not going to do it like Bob Marley did and like Burning Spears did, you know. We are using their blueprint to bring on a new generation of works.
I send me 10 step up, 10 step ahead of them, 10 step up. Tell them I'm not Selassie I federal. Rasta, we are fight war spiritual. Hey. Welcome, Chronix, the general. Watch out.
It's a sound that's been in his ears since he was a kid. His father was a successful musician who went by the name Chronicle. Chronix began writing songs at age 6 and started producing as a teenager. He says he went to reggae school, which he compares to the rigorous demands of medical school.
It's just like before you go out there and do a surgery on a human being, you have to learn, you know, medicine, you have to learn biology, you have to learn chemistry, all of these things that you need to be a doctor. And in reality, artists don't do much different from doctors. Heal people, you know what I mean? So you have to learn the craft good. It's a science, you have to learn it. You know, you have to learn the history.
Know thy history is definitely an unspoken commandment of the New Roots movement. But before you say retro, listen to some of Chronix's club-friendly dancehall music.
And if you think I like put me to the test, give me a beat and I might me no need nothing else. Me see them a drink rum, but me nah sip up. Me no want junk till me can't get up. Me say me nah sing no song about the party book. What's me nah show me underpants she bust.
So it's not about creating a musical carbon copy of the past, though the fashion sense of these artists definitely screams 1970s. Take New Roots artist Protégé. He describes the style of his 2013 sophomore album, The 8-Year Affair, as a blend of traditional roots reggae, modern-day rock music, and hip-hop.
The first song I ever knew word for word was Once Upon a Time Not Long Ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life so, when the laws were stern and justice stood, you know, Slick Rick children's story. From I heard Slick Rick and, you know, that type of flow, I was like, yo, it's so cool. I didn't hear stuff like that, so I kind of started to pattern my style.
When the city I go click clack blow your bed, government fingers and tic tac toes in it. And while they're working on the X's and O's, I'm living eye and eye like a Mr. Kamosi. No surprise when they send infos to me. Opposite are when plain clothes approaching me. Follow the rules is what they propose to me. Selling the souls for what is owed, you see.
Protégé wrote that song about the so-called Tivoli Massacre of 2010, when 76 civilians were killed by Jamaican police and military forces, scouring Kingston for alleged drug lord Christopher Koch.
I sat on the top of Skyline and watched the city burn that day, so I wrote about that to say, you know, be wise in these times, you know, understand there's a lot of geopolitics at play and a lot of stuff going on.
And that suggests another commandment of the current movement: write your own songs and have something to say. Kumar Bent, lead singer of the band Raging Fire, says that's what the New Roots scene is about.
This movement now that's happening, the revival, is really a revival of consciousness, because it's not about singing about a girl's skirt anymore or certain things. It's about upliftment of the mind.
Computers, warmongers, them shooters, them looters. Computers, warmongers, them shooters, are them looters.
Two more tacit rules of the scene. First, don't beef, collaborate. Artists like Chronix, Protégé, and Raging Fire are a kind of collective, performing and recording together all the time. And last but not least, go live. Chronix plays keyboards, drums, and guitar. Raging Fire delivers the ultimate live show. Protégé, who only records live in the studio, says his return to bands makes Jamaican acts on par with American reggae artists like Soja and The Green, who've come to rival the island's musicians in popularity.
We're ready to go back out there and play reggae music alongside these bands and show that the authentic sound is still Jamaican. Reggae music was born and bred here, and we're ready to show that, you know, we're here to continue on that tradition.
A tradition that, however many times remixed and repackaged, never seems to get old. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Rachel Martin returns next week. I'm Jennifer Ludden.